measure.
Of a full measure. That'd be a long or short note, just an accented note.
Uh-huh.
And then, don't know what kind of time you got, which one of the others is accented.
Uh-huh.
If it's full pulse time, well, the next one will be accented. It said it this way, if this first note is divided, the first tone in the divide will be the accent.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's subdivided, well, the first tone of the subdivide will be the accent. See, that just makes every other one.
Every other one that goes down to be the.
Well, now the next one then is, if any part of a tone is strong, it's all strong. They ain't got but one accent. No matter how long the note is, it just has one accent.
Mm-hmm.
When the notes is tied, sometimes you take a row of tied notes that long and they all just hold that and all that time goes in. Well, that just gets them on the accent.
Mm-hmm. When they're all together like that, that means it's just a constant.
One accent, yeah. That's all.
And it's just a constant.
Then the next
tense.
One is a note on the weak beat is accented if it's preceded by a shorter length. That sounds like syncopation. Now, syncopation is an accented tone followed by a longer one.
Mm-hmm.
That's syncopation. Now, this doesn't sound like it. It says it's a note on a weak beat is strong if it's preceded by a shorter length. Well, it sounds just like it, you see.
Yeah.
It sounds just like, but it ain't. But it's a half brother to it, but it ain't it. But because this reason why syncopation, it's a whole, it's the syncopated note is a shorter note than the one that follows.
Mm-hmm.
If this note here now is preceded by a longer one, I mean followed by a longer one, then you've got syncopation where it changes your accent.
Yeah.
It makes two accents together. This note's accented and it temporarily changes it over on the other. And that's all for my own, you get back on your accent.
Oh, just for that one?
That's right, you get over on that accent. Go right on. Now this one, where it said the note on the weak beat, you see, that's an unaccented beat.
Uh-huh.
Well, a syncopation's accented beat's the one that's accented.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that note's the one that's accented. And so that changed it off of the accented beat and puts it over on the unaccented one. Well, now then this other one, it said a note on the weak beat. See, that note's weak already to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tone is on that weak beat now. If that tone preceding is shorter than that one on the weak beat, well, then that changes the accent, puts it over there on that one.
So it can go then, can't it?
That's
from one
right.
To another.
Yeah.
But then after it gets through with that one, it goes back to the regular.
Goes back to its regular accent. That's right. Because it just temporarily does it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And so now Shoulder said there wasn't no actual rule that could be printed that would be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
But now them will do the work on any measure. I don't care where they come from. So when they do that, it's right. It can't help but to be.
Well, you ought to ride in Kelly.
Well, you've been dead for 10, 50 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ought to write the company that publishes it.
Yeah, well, they know it. I learned it from the man that prints this book now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man I learned from. Yeah, they told me. I told them, I said, I don't see why Shorter didn't write a rule for accent. And they said, I said, he said there wasn't no rule for it, but I said, there ought to be something. And that man, Mr. Wilson, I was talking to, he said, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me then what it was. And I said, yeah, you're right. I said, that'll work. He said, yes, it'll work on any of them. I said, sure will. I said, that's right.
So he knew it then, didn't
he? Yeah, but now that's not in the book.
I wonder why.
He just didn't think about it, that's it. He knowed it. Shorter knowed it. If you tell him he's believing now and you tell him that, he'd say, yeah, that's right. Sure he would. He's just that quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he knew it. He went to Germany and took music over there.
Germany.
Yeah.
Then he came back and wrote these
That's
books.
The greatest, see, they got the best musicians in the world.
I didn't know
Germany,
that.
Yeah, Germany had. See, they wrote half or two-thirds of the chord that's in our harmony. Germany did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.